Neil, how does that feel? You're going to Wembley.
It's a dream come true. I've never been to Wembley before. At the tender age of 34, I've always dreamt of playing there as a kid. It's the stuff dreams are made of, and to be going there at this age now, it makes it even more sweeter because you keep thinking, is it going to come? Is it going to come? And finally it is.
To watch those two playoff legs, they've been some of the most entertaining football we've seen all season. What have they been like to play in?
I'll tell you what, it takes a lot out of you. I mean, the first leg was back and forth, and then the second leg, obviously we've come to their ground, we knew it was going to be tough, we knew they'd probably be on the ascendancy being at home, but we knew that if we showed the character and belief that we did last week when we was 2-1 down, that anything was possible, and we've just proved that out there, anything is possible.
Are you all right? Because everyone else seems to be injured at the moment, hobbling away down this tunnel after the game.
I think so. the adrenaline and everything's running through me now, so I'll probably wake up tomorrow with a couple of little knocks, but nothing out the usual. And you know what I mean? I'll dust myself down, get the ice on, and be ready to go.
You've not been here all season, but what's the team spirit like in that dressing room here?
Since I've come in, it's been unbelievable. That's all I can describe it. I mean, we've just gone game after game, fighting and fighting. When I first came here, I think we were in 15th place, but we still believed that we were going to get to the playoffs, and we kept going. The manager instilled it in us that we're getting to the playoffs this season. We are getting to the playoffs, and we did. And now you look at it, we're in a playoff final, so I think we've knocked out probably the favourites to go up in the playoffs, so it's a special time for us, and we're under no illusion. It's going to be a tough game against Exeter, but it's one of them. It's all to play for. It's all to play for, and we'll definitely be playing for it.
So 15th on the table when you arrive, mm-hmm. And now Wembley. All Neil Dan's doing, is it?
No, definitely not my doing. It's some fantastic young players, and like I say, my legs aren't what they used to be, but when you've got young players running around you like that and driving forward, and do you know what I mean? It makes my job a lot easier, and I'm just glad to be part of it, and that the gaffer and the clubs give me this opportunity, so that's it.
At 3-1 to Luton, it would have been easy to throw the towel in, wouldn't it? Had they got the next goal, it would have been pretty much game over.
Yeah, definitely, but that's not in this team's makeup. Like I said, we've seen when we went 2-1 down at our place, we never stopped going, and same happened tonight. It was Luton played really, really well tonight, and big credit to them. They were fantastic, I thought. But in a playoff, you can never take your foot off the gas, and I think the last 10 minutes especially, the game seems to swing around, and then we had a few chances where we could have ended the tie. So it's one of them. You never count yourself out, and we didn't do that.
Just how special will it be, family-wise and everything? You say you've not been to Wembley before. For everybody connected with you, what will it be like?
It'll be unbelievable. I mean, I've got three young kids, Jade and Hayla and Kaylin, and what an opportunity for them to see the dad play at Wembley. And like I say, Me oldest boy, he plays for Liverpool under 11s, and do you know what I mean? I'm just glad that I can inspire him as a dad and allow him to see this sort of stuff. It actually chokes me up when I'm talking about it, because what a day that will be to see me family in the stands cheering me on at Wembley.